Welcome back. I'm Calm, professional female, and today we're stepping into one of the most enduring mysteries of ancient Rome, the life and disappearance of Legio IX Hispana, the Ninth Legion. Its story stretches across centuries of Roman expansion, from the violent final decades of the Republic to the heavily fortified frontiers of the Empire. Along the way, the Ninth became associated with civil war, rebellion, conquest, defeat, and survival. It fought in a world where a legion was far more than a body of soldiers. It was a disciplined institution with its own identity, symbols, loyalties, and collective memory. Yet the Ninth is remembered less for what we know than for what remains uncertain. Popular retellings often imagine the entire legion marching into the misty north of Britain and vanishing without a trace. The historical evidence is more complicated and, in many ways, more intriguing. Ancient records become sparse. Inscriptions offer incomplete clues, and archaeology leaves room for several interpretations. The Legion may have suffered catastrophe in Britain, been transferred elsewhere in the Empire, been destroyed in another conflict, or been formally dissolved after losses or disgrace. No surviving piece of evidence settles the matter beyond doubt. To understand that mystery, we first need to understand the Legion itself. We'll trace its probable Republican origins, its service during Rome's internal struggles, its connection with Spain and the name Hispana, and its role in the invasion and occupation of Britain. We'll also consider the dangers Roman forces faced there: organized resistance, difficult terrain, overstretched supply lines, and the constant challenge of controlling conquered territory. Then we'll turn from narrative to evidence. What can military inscriptions, building records, ancient histories, and the silence of later legionary lists actually tell us? Just as importantly, what can't they tell us? That distinction matters, because the Ninth's disappearance has inspired novels, films, and confident theories that sometimes go well beyond the surviving facts. This is therefore not only the biography of a Roman legion, it is also a lesson in how history is reconstructed when the evidence breaks off before the story does. So as we follow the Ninth from its earliest campaigns toward its final uncertain traces, keep one question in mind. When a famous military unit disappears from the record, does that reveal a dramatic disaster or merely the limits of what history has preserved?